Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, we thank you all for tuning in to this segment of our radio program. We will probably have a shorter version tonight than we normally have because I am in transit. We just came from the Morgan State University, where Minister Louis Farrakhan made a presentation, and it was quite interesting. We're going to kind of give you some overviews about that very shortly. But before we continue on, we always give thanks and praises to our Creator, and certainly we are always very appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. Okay, tonight, before we bring Sister Coker in, I want to kind of share some information with you all. We just got, maybe a day ago, we got an email that was sent to us by one of our sisters, and it was apparently sent to her. The email was in regards to an event that's coming up on the 29th of November, and that event has to do with a rally for Eric Garner. For those who don't know, of course, Eric Garner is another brother that was murdered by cops in New York. There's still, you know, a lot of concern about the arrest of that police officer, and so there is a rally that's coming up on the 29th. Now, the interesting thing about that is, of course, the Men Women Movement has shown its support for the Eric Garner family, as well as the efforts to make certain that the young Latino brother that was responsible for capturing the brutal strangling of Eric Garner, he, of course, is facing charges. And so we were able to go up to one of the preliminary hearings for him, and also to a rally in support, you know, of making certain that they didn't attempt to railroad him further, and this is what they were trying to do. The bottom line is, we, meaning the Men Women Movement, had, of course, shown its support for not only the Latino brother who captured the murder on tape, but also, of course, justice for the murder in itself. Well, there's a rally coming up. They're calling it a march, actually, on November the 29th. And the odd thing about it is, again, we got this just about a day or so ago. They're calling it a million black woman march for justice. Now, you know, the interesting thing about that is when I called the number that was on the flyer, the person that I spoke with, a person named Cornelius something, I have to go and try to find it, you know, he said, well, we sent you a flyer with the information on it. Well, that was not true. But more importantly, I mean, I'm totally confused. Why would a male or males, you know, want to utilize Million Black Woman March for justice, for something that they're doing? Well, we pretty much knew what the reason was, and, of course, that reason was, again, continual exploitation. We do not know these people. We're hoping that there was not any monies collected for this, especially under the guise of people thinking maybe they were supporting the Million Women March, or that this was something coming from the Million Women March, since it definitely had that name in there. Only thing they did was put black in. But the point being, it surely was misleading, and it also was a misrepresentation. And when we called the people who were apparently the organizers or a part of it, they acted as if, so what? I mean, that was kind of the impression that we got when we attempted to tell them that doing that in the way that they were was not only misleading, but, you know, it was a misrepresentation. And from what we were able to gather, they could care less. So the point being, we are advising everyone to please know that the original, the official, the authentic Million Woman March has nothing to do with the event that's coming up on November 29th in Harlem. It's called Million Black Woman, which is so interesting because most people that try to rip us off, they usually say women. But we always maintain that we utilize woman because that is our original name, the Million Woman March. So these people literally took directly from that and then just stuck black in, as if people didn't know that the Million Woman March wasn't black woman, black women. But the point being, again, these people intentionally are exploiting the name. They're exploiting the work that has been continuing on for the past 18 years. We do not know any of these people. We have nothing to do with whatever it is they've planned. They've used a good cause to try to capture, again, some of the legacy of what has been built for the past 18 years, roughly, and as such, are perpetrating the fraud. And so, again, we want to advise everyone, and we will send out a press release on Monday, if not sooner, letting people know that, there is no involvement with the national office or any Million Woman March affiliation. There's nothing connected to that group. And we want people to know if you gave money to them, we strongly would suggest that you know where your money's going because it definitely ain't coming to us. So with that said, we'll give you additional information as we proceed. Okay, needless to say, again, we welcome you for this segment of New Day, and we're going to be bringing on very shortly Sister Pam Africa, but before we do, we're going to also bring on Sister Coker, who is going to share with us tonight, as usual, our story, our history, her story, i.e. our story. Again, before we do that, we want to remind you that we're going to have a short segment tonight because we are literally in transit right now, and unfortunately, I am not going to be able to accommodate a program with my laptop because it is probably not going to be able to be charged that long. At any rate, we are coming again from Morgan State University, where Mr. Farrakhan did, in fact, give a very interesting presentation, very interesting speech. It's just almost vintage Minister Farrakhan, some kind of the vibe, the feeling from years ago. And he had clearly stated that now that he's older, hey, he can say whatever he wants to say. He's earned that right and that privilege. And he said that tends to be something that goes with older age, is that you really can, you earn the right to say what you want to say the way you want to say it. And so he did. One of the things that I found to be of great interest was he really made it clear that these so-called leaders today, that people call leaders, really need to get out the way. And not only get out the way, but that, people need to really understand that these people are just a part of the continuation of the system, that these colleges, for the most part, are designed to have the continuation of the system, and that, you really need to understand that, go in there, get what you can get, for what you need to do, but also to help our people. But know that the information, the so-called education that you're getting, is really not that. It's something designed primarily to keep you enslaved. And in this day and age, which is something else that he indicated, enslavement today oftentimes comes in the form of being in debt. And so most folks know that if you're going to college today, 9 times out of 10, your parents are probably, making a lot of sacrifices. And on top of that, the student themselves is probably going to take out a loan or will have to at some point. The other thing that was raised is that, with a bachelor's degree, usually that's not going to get you anywhere in this day and age. And also in selecting the type of degree you get, he advised that people need to think very carefully about what kind of course or what kind of degree they're actually going for. He indicated very clearly that in this day and age, we need to focus a little more on those things that's going to really help develop nation building, engineering, agriculture, architectural, science, things, technology. These are things that are really needed for our development and growth. And he raised some very critical issues about men, you know, what a real man is, and how, you know, to think you are degrading women or men, you know, whatever, some kind of thing, or it's just so, you know, cool or whatever, that doesn't make you a man, and certainly helps to reduce you as being one. So, you know, there was a lot said tonight, and again, we're going to recap some of that. But before we do, we're going to get ready to go to our live line, and we're going to bring in Mr. Coker, who, of course, is going to talk to us about people who we want to give mention to, recognition to. Of course, there are many, many in our history and our story that we want to talk about. We have another problem here. A little technical thing is going on. We're going to try one more time. Let's see. We are having some technical difficulties here, so please bear with us. Mr. Coker, we're trying to bring you in, so hopefully we'll be able to do that in a few minutes. But unfortunately, we are having some problems with our board. As I indicated earlier, we are literally in the midst of, we're on the road. We're coming from Baltimore, Maryland, going back into Pennsylvania. So, Sister Cook, I need you to do this for me. For some reason, I'm not able to get you in. I need you to hang up, and if you'd be so kind, call right back in, and hopefully I will be able to get you right on. So please hang up and then call right back in. For some reason, I'm having just a little technical difficulty. Okay, so let's give Sister Coke a few moments to hang up and call in. And hopefully, again, we will be able to figure out what the heck is going on. And anyway, I'm going to go back again for our little conversation about earlier today. We got a chance to hear Minister Louis Farrakhan over at Morgan State. And it appears that, like what happened, I think it was in California, it appears that Morgan State did not want to have Minister Farrakhan there either. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but nevertheless, there was some difficulties, and it seems that they've been trying to get him there for quite a while, meaning a couple of years, and for some reason, some of the administration people did not wish to have him come. And, you know, so these students there continued to struggle, and as a result, they were able to finally get him back, or rather get him on. Let me just say this one more time because I'm still seeing. Sister Coke, I need you to hang up and please dial back in because for whatever reason we are unable to connect with you. Okay. Moving right along. Hopefully she will do that in a few moments and perhaps we will be able to bring her back in. Okay, I see what's going on. We are not able to get the reading on our. We're not able to get the reading that we need on our boards. So what we're going to do is try something else. Sister Coker, I'm not able to access you at the moment, so we're going to continue to try doing something else. In the meantime, we're going to see if we can get Sister Pam in. Okay, let's see. We'll try something else here. Okay, we're having some difficulties with our board, so let's try to do something else real quick. All right, let me do this. We need for someone else to push one, and let's see if I can get a reading, because for some reason I'm not getting a reading on the board here. Would someone else please push one right now? Okay, no, we're not getting a reading on the board. All right, let me try on another line here to see if we can get it coming up. But for some reason, we're having some difficulties with our line. So we're going to try one more time and see if we are able to connect. Okay, we're going to try one more time. Nope, it's not letting us connect. Okay. All right, nope, it doesn't look like we are able to get to our boards. All right, family, we are going to have to reschedule this program for whatever reason. We're not able to access the boards tonight. We're having some technical difficulties. I'm not able to get into our board at all. All right, so for those of you who are on the live stream, what we're going to do is try to continue for a few moments. Those of you who are online, you might not be able to hear, on the phone call, you might not be able to hear us, but we will not be able to take any calls. My board is not allowing me to patch anyone in. Let me check to see if Sister Pam is ready to come on, and at least maybe we can get a little dialogue in. So let me check. Okay, nope, cannot right now. So, again, we are in transit, and we're trying to get some directions to get back into the Philly area. Interesting. I cannot open up any lines on the board. We apologize to that family for some reason. I'm not able to get to open up any of the phone lines. So what we'll do is, again, I think it'll be best to just try to reschedule this program. I will tell you this, while we were in the Baltimore, Maryland area, we were able to meet with a sister who also talked to us about her brother being murdered by cops and the fact that I think this happened in July, and they still have not released the autopsy. They are not being cooperative with providing the family with information, and so we will probably have her on our radio program. I believe her name is Sister Tamara. We will probably have her on our radio program for next Saturday. But unfortunately for this week, it seems again that our boards are locked. So there's nothing I can do to get our callers involved. And not sure that we're even, picking up at this time. So what I think we're going to do is reschedule the program for next Saturday, and we'll continue this dialogue. But one thing that I do want to at least attempt to add on for you tonight is that I'm going to try to get the DVD for tonight's speech and play some of that for you for next week as well. Again, it was a very, very interesting speech that the minister gave, and fortunately we were able to also make the next steps in establishing our meeting with him as pertained to just getting support from various groups and organizations as we proceed with the Men and Women March's mandate and, of course, some of the upcoming activities. So we'll keep you posted on that. I think we're going to try to reschedule this program for tomorrow, maybe around the same time, 10:30 p.m. Again, unfortunately, our boards are not allowing us to access any of the calls, so we're going to reschedule this program for tomorrow evening at 10:30 p.m. We will send out a text to remind you and also an email. And again, if you wish to share that with others, we certainly hope that you do. I want to also remind you that our membership drive campaign is now in full effect. We will give you more information about that tomorrow as well. We have several membership campaigns. One in a Million is one of them. And the other, of course, is our general and our affiliate memberships are now also available. And so, again, we'll give you more information about that tomorrow, including the email address that you can contact. Or if you want to become a One in a Million member, you can do so with a PayPal now that we have available. Or if you want to make a donation, we also will provide that information for you as well. But unfortunately, again, I cannot access any of the calls tonight. My boards, for whatever reason, are not allowing me to get into accessing that. So with that said, family, we're going to close this segment out of New Day. We apologize for any inconvenience. Unfortunately, it's technology, and there's nothing we can do with technology. And so we will resume tomorrow evening, and we hope that you will join us then. Until the next time, we're going to leave you as we oftentimes greet you, and that is in the spirit of Mon and Hotep. But remember, there can be no real peace, meaning Hotep, until there's truly Ma'at, meaning justice. And on that note, that is one of the things, again, that was shared in the lecture tonight, and that is that, unfortunately, sometimes people have to stand up for what has to be dealt with. And it was indicated that, of course, as we wait for the verdict to come from Ferguson, it is anticipated that it will be a not guilty verdict or a verdict that says this officer, Dan Wilson, will not be prosecuted or will not be charged even. Let's put it that way. It is also estimated that this will not be something that will rest well with people nationwide. And as a result, all cities are kind of on an alert. Well, it has been said very clearly tonight that people have to do what they feel is best to do, and there's nothing really wrong with that. I was really glad to hear that because that's been one of the things we've been talking about for a while now, and that is, you know, there's a coward mentality that is really manifesting in our community, and we just want to get along, you know, because it's just so much easier to do that than to take a stand and you know, rise up against these people. One of the things that was shared tonight in the presentation is that, fortunately, the younger generation is not in the mindset to go for the okey-doke. Now, for some, of course, they feel that that's not a good thing, and that's why most of your preachers and your so-called leaders and the other kinds of people who want to conform with the society are telling everyone to just be calm, be peaceful. And yes, it's very clear that the enemy, the opposition, does in fact have all types of weapons and so forth and so on. Well, you know, it's also very clear that our ancestors didn't have a lot of weapons either in many instances, and was also up against, you know, guns and knives and, you know, ropes and all kinds of things too. But some still fought back. Some still, even against those odds, even against facing death, still fought back. We applaud those elders, those ancestors, shall we say, and even those today who, regardless of what odds are out there or what odds are definitely in our midst, to still always know in their hearts and in their minds that we must always fight back that means in any way one feels is necessary to do. And for those who don't want to do that, that's fine. But to try to discourage others from doing that, that's cowardly. That's really a mentality that has not only helped to keep us further enslaved, but that has also weakened the whole idea of fighting for resistance. And so, again, we applaud those who know in their hearts and minds what it is that they might need to do, and certainly agree that this is what they should do, whatever that may be. With that said, family, again, we thank all of you for tuning in tonight, and we will do a special broadcast tomorrow night. We will also give you an update on yet another perpetrator in attempting to ride off of the wave of the success of the Maryland March, but even more, perhaps importantly, to you know, use women to perpetuate, you know, something that appears to be of goodwill, but in fact, because of the way it's done, obviously, that it was not the intent. And so we have every intention of exposing that. We have every intention of making certain that people know beyond a shadow of a doubt that these are the types of maneuvers that are still going on in our community, and that people need to stand up and be able to call a spade, or a crook, or, you know, whatever it is that is not only unprincipled, but that is also unacceptable. And so, again, we're going to give you full details tomorrow when we do our special broadcast at 10:30. And we'll welcome your feedback. And also, you know, not only welcome your feedback, but, again, we are really, really looking forward to folks standing up and speaking out against all kinds of treason and betrayal that's going on in our community. One of the things, again, that the minister spoke of tonight is how, you know, folks in Ferguson told Jesse Jackson to go home, told Al Sharpton to go home. You know, we need to do that in our communities nationwide. Tell the local leaders that, you know, it's really time for y'all to go home and stay there and stop perpetrating as if you're doing something for our community. And the people in our community have got to stop upholding them and pushing them out there as if they are doing something for us. Again, this only helps to keep the wheels of white supremacy moving right along. And so, you know, those of us who have the courage and have the faith to stand up must continue to do that. And again, I applaud all of you who have taken that position, who have not looked at this thing in the 21st century in such a way that is impeding the progress that can be made. We applaud you and we thank you. So with that said, again, we're going to close out for tonight, and we will resume tomorrow evening at 10:30 Eastern Time. We'll do a special edition. Unfortunately, again, we're unable to continue tonight in the way that we'd like. And because of that, you know, we like bringing you a quality program, but we will not be able to, you know, talk with our family the way we normally would because of technological dysfunctions. We are not able to open up our lines the way we normally would. So with that said, we will again resume tomorrow night at 10:30. Until then, Pamoja Tutishinda, together we shall win. This is Empress Chi signing out, and you have been in tune to one of the official broadcasts of the historic, the authentic, and the original Million Women March and its now universal movement. Tutanana.